MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Therapy, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Go over to the phone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Somebody posted, I didn't know this. This sounds interesting. So talking back on that issue of scanning when you bring a package into the post office, and this is from Simos310. He says, what the POs are trying to charge for is something called verification of acceptance. With this, you get a receipt showing that it's been accepted. Getting a scan without a receipt should not cost anything. And he's right.
Well, that's interesting. They gave me a receipt. I wonder if they charged me. I have to go home and look at the receipt.
Well, not if you didn't. And if you didn't give them a payment method, they didn't charge you.
No, I didn't. It was free. That's right. They didn't charge me.
So this person goes on to say, I had a supervisor at my local post office tell me that they will not scan packages unless I do the verification of acceptance. And that was directly contradicting what I heard from Nick. But he also says that was 2 years ago. But at another location, I've never had a problem getting a scan with a receipt without doing the verifications of acceptance form. So I'll ask Maria and or Nick more about this.
What's going on? Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's my big mission in life is to simplify my own life, all my stuff that I own. But also internally, I've been known now to, you could see steam coming out of my ears when somebody I overhear or somebody's telling me about some new thing we're going to do here, which I know is going to increase complexity. And I just about lose it. And I'm thinking, no, let me get in on this. Let me get on this and tell you why you shouldn't do it. Because it's too complex. And, you know, institutions like eBay or the post office, this is something we have to keep an eye on, is that we don't want to get...
It's already complicated
complex.
Enough,
it's just
honey,
too
I'm
complicated.
Telling you.
It's too...
Even the selling manager form has its complexities when you're beginning. When you're
so
just
one of
beginning.
The things I asked Nick is I said, hey, you know what we could use? I need not just the guidelines. I need a call to action that sellers who sell certain types of materials can follow. So that they can ship them legally. And I said, the one I'm thinking of right off the top of my head is perfume and cologne. Because I know that the big manufacturers and the big resellers like Sephora and Fragrance.net, they have some sort of license that lets them ship this stuff through the post office. Priority mail, not just, you know, parcel post or parcel select, so that it travels on planes and everything's cool. So I need to be able to tell eBay sellers how to do this. And I said, Nick, I went to the USPS site. I spent 2 hours looking through the documentation, and I nearly lost my mind. So if you could get that to me somehow in a way that's accurate and easy to digest.
Did he?
He said he's going to.
Oh, good.
But my point in bringing that up was, if you try to find an answer from some companies that, you know, that have complex services like that, trying to find it in the documentation is impossible. And then when you go to ask somebody about it, you get conflicting answers. Does that sound like any other company that we might
yes.
be talking about, I wonder? Well, isn't that special?
Well, remember we were in the middle of Mary from Cincinnati's email to us.
Oh, we were, Mary.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
Yeah,
let's
do that now. Because then we've got Virginia from Temecula, California on the line that we're gonna talk to her on the phone.
Temecula.
So basically, here's what Mary from Ohio says. She's selling from home. She is asking, do you think I would get more views of my item if I opened a store? She said most of her listings get a few views and do not sell that well. And I noticed some people that have stores have hundreds of views on some of the same items. I have not opened a store because I don't have a specific product to sell in a store and sell a little bit of everything. Your help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Mary. See, I have a store because I want a store and I do sell different stuff in it. But I don't know. What do you think, Griff?
So there's one big benefit for an eBay store when it comes to traffic. an eBay store is going to be a lot easier to index into Google or Bing for both their natural search and more specifically for their for just shopping, the shopping site on Google. And the reason is because with an eBay store, there are places where in your store description, for example, where you can use meta tag keywords that do help in search engine optimization. And there's more information on search engine optimization for stores when you sign up or subscribe to a store. There's a best practice that gives you more detailed information. And that alone should be enough reason. But there are also financial reasons, not just, you know, you can get better pricing depending on the number of items you list when it comes to insertion fees, because for fixed price listing, they're free up to a certain amount depending on what store level you've subscribed to. And your final value fees, or there's a little bit of a break depending on the category. So you can end up, you know, you pay the subscription price, but then you end up saving money. And we have a tool called the Fee Illustrator. And if you just search Google for eBay Fee Illustrator, you'll get the link.
Thank you, Griff.
And it will let you plug in information, and so you can determine whether or not you should be subscribed to a store. Some people shouldn't be. They're not selling enough. But others should be.
I just wanted to start out with a splash.
A splash?
Yeah, well, I've had my eBay store for a long time, but it's just for voiceovers. Now it's got all the stuff in it that I'm putting up. I like it. I like having a store.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Virginia in Temecula, California, right down the street from us here. Known on eBay as Virginia Ruger. First-time caller. We love first-time callers. Thank you, Virginia. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee and Griff.
Hello, Virginia.
I was listening to you about the photo table.
Yes.
And I'm wondering where you can get them. I sell crystals, but my sister makes jewelry, and I have the worst time photographing jewelry. I need help.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to have a photo table, but the thing that's nice about the ones that I showed is that they're translucent, so you can light them from underneath. If you search eBay for you, I find everything I buy on eBay. So if you search eBay for photo table, you'll see the varieties that show up. You might want to filter it by what's the word I'm looking for. By category, so that you're getting only things from photography, but there's a lot of options and a lot of sizes, and this will help. Even if you're not using a photo table, if you're using a good quality photo cube, a light cube, it's small and can work really well for jewelry. So look at the options. You do,
and I have a cloud dome.
Oh, I remember those.
I remember those too.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
We had them on, I think.
Yeah, it was years ago. And it's not working for you? Is that what you're saying?
The lighting is just bad. I'm just too picky.
Here's the thing about those cubes. The cubes themselves are a great idea, but they come with the rather really inefficient lighting. They usually come with those little tiny halogen things that are on a little tripod.
Yeah.
Don't use those. So what I would recommend is using a light cube, and then look for something, and you can find these on eBay. They're little lights on stands that have, and I would use three of these, that are either softbox or not even softbox, because the size of the light cube will diffuse the light, but they're compact fluorescents. And they're going to throw more light for you. And you also, because it'll still be low light in some situations, you're going to want to have your camera always on a tripod. We talked about this at the event when I had my phone on the show.
Okay.
So if you're set up on a tripod, you can use bigger aperture settings and or lower shutter speeds on your digital camera and get enough light into the camera while at the same time avoiding bad focus, because, you know, the longer the shutter is open, the more it's potential that the image will be out of focus unless it's on a absolutely sturdy surface like a tripod.
Griff, how much is the desktop version of what you brought to the event?
Well, I'm seeing different prices for like light cubes. I'm having a hard time finding them. I know I saw a small tabletop version of this when I was shopping.
And what is yours called? The big one. What is your big one called?
It's called a photo shooting table or a photo table. And I'm looking for a small version of this. I know I saw one when I was shopping the last time I shopped. Here's one that's 20 inches by 45 inches. The only reason why I'm saying if you can afford to get something bigger, you have the space for it, it'll be a lot more adaptable in the future.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to ask Betsy.
I am definitely growing.
Going to ask Betsy to put up the photo of that beautiful charm bracelet.
Sure, yeah.
That you took a picture of.
Yeah, yeah.
At the event. So, okay. Betsy, please put it up in the chat room so everybody can go in there and look at it.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Because when you see, I'm in the same boat you're in, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I need something better for taking pictures of jewelry also, and I'm considering, after I saw this charm bracelet, you've got to see what Griff did at the event. Okay? So, Betsy's going to put it up in the room. Thank you, Virginia.
Thanks, Virginia.
Appreciate your call. Hope we helped you.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. It's time for you to call us, just like Virginia did. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 272.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
My name is Nadine Shearstone. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My eBay ID is Colbray asterisk Dazzle. My tip is to use mobile to your full advantage. I'm a mom of three small children, and I have a full-time job in addition to eBay, and I couldn't run or grow my eBay business without mobile. I keep a stash of items in my car, and I use the mobile iPhone app to list whenever I have a chance on my lunch hour, while waiting to pick up my kids and whatnot.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name.
Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Come on, call 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Hey, I found the link or the listing that I for the small photography studio table. It's only about 14 by 21 inches.
Right, but for jewelry, that's perfect.
It would be perfect, and I think it will work. It's only $46.95.
Can you give us the item number?
Oh, I'll give you the item number. I hate doing this, though.
Because it's so tiny now.
2305-4008-8221. That's just one version. There are some other, there's another one here. Oh, what's this? I'm so glad I clicked on this. Hold on a minute. So this one is up for bid.
It's not exactly like yours.
No, it's not meant, so it doesn't, you see, it's a frame with fabric.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing that you can use, and these are pretty cool, and they're called Sykes. They're C-Y-C, and there are tabletop versions of these. If you search for photo and then CYC, you'll see these. And a Sykes is a seamless background. These are really cool. I'm not sure these can be lit from behind, but I still think you can get pretty good results for them. And they're perfect for a seamless background, pure white background for things like jewelry or small items. You'll still need to provide a light source. And for those, because they're not in a cube with diffused material, you should probably want to have your soft boxes out. Now, another thing I saw was a light cube that was using soft boxes, small ones, to light the sides and the top. And you could also get another one and rig it so it lights underneath, because there's translucent, you know, those square square ones, they should have a translucent bottom. So you might have to rig something up. But the whole point of this is to find out which one is going to work best for you. And most of the times, so I like the idea of being able to light underneath the surface where the item's sitting. But that, in the list of important things, is not as important as having enough diffused single temperature light. That's the important light factor, is to make sure that your lights are sufficient to wash the entire item in diffuse light, and that the light you're using is of a consistent warmth or coolness or temperature. And the nice thing about those compact fluorescent lights is they are rated by temperature in something called degrees Kelvin. And the ones that are usually work best for most still life photography, which is what eBay photography is, is something rated around 5,500K. Sometimes a little lower, maybe a little higher. But as long as it's consistent, then you get consistent, or you get better control of the color cast of the item and the background.
And I noticed that the little cheapy thing that John and I ordered has seams. And they showed up in the picture.
Yeah.
So you need seamless. The one that you just led us to, seamless. And I found one, $149. CYC Seamless Photography Photo Studio.
Yeah.
I wish I could afford yours, and I wish I had the room for it.
Well, so my photo table only cost me about $130.
Really?
Yeah, that was not expensive, that one.
Oh, I thought it was like 800 and something bucks.
Oh, no. You can find that. That's a 40 by 80 inch photography table, which you can use for a lot of different stuff, including jewelry. It's just, you know, you'll be on the edge of the table as opposed to using the whole thing. But that only cost me on eBay about $130.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to rethink that one then.
Well, I should hope you would.
We are. Move over, guests. You're going to be sharing it with this big thing. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We have Stanley in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, known on eBay as SBlack14237. Stanley, thank you so much for holding for so long. What's your question or comment?
How you doing, Lee and Griff?
Doing good.
Okay, well, I want to talk about sourcing, a way I came up with sourcing some products for my business.
Sure.
Lee, I remember you was telling a guy was calling and asking you about finding a wholesaler, and you were saying maybe you need to look around your community first.
Yes.
And see, can you hold, you know, find some things
sure.
to sell initially, especially if you're trying to get your business started. And so I kind of took that advice and just started looking around my community. And by living in the metro area, I realized we had a lot of museums and historical society. And I realized that those, they was, you know, like pertaining to the Civil War, the Koch Museum,
sure.
and Martin Luther King, and all of those places. So I just started going in and asked them, you know, do you have any unique products? And you know, do you have anything on sale? And a lot of them say, yeah. And a lot of them, you know, they keep their doors open by selling memorabilia and different things. So I actually just started buying products from them, and they started giving me discounts because I started buying, you know, pretty nice quantity of products.
And are you selling them on eBay?
Yeah, I'm selling them on eBay because they're selling like hotcakes. Say, for instance, like the Great Railroad Chase Museum.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people are familiar with the movie and all of that stuff, and you may not want to make the trip to Atlanta, but they do have items that they sell specifically, you know, that
oh,
you can
Stanley.
Only find.
That is such a
Stanley,
I've got goosebumps
you are
here.
One smart entrepreneur.
That is such right. a great idea.
That's fantastic. I've never considered
Who would have
that.
Thought?
That's a great idea.
See, I was picturing myself walking around industrial parks.
No.
Stanley, thank you for that idea.
Excellent tip, Stanley.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Be like Stanley and call us, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.